Mic check, 1 2 1 2. Happy April. We have made it to a new month. We are here. We're alive. It's a miracle. It is 2025. We have made it to the fourth chapter of 2025. That is a miracle. That is something to be grateful for. So I want you to pause and thank the universe. Thank yourself. Thank God. Thank life for keeping you here and sustaining you this far. So I wanted to have a conversation about how powerful you are and how powerful we must remember that we are. Because as much as I could sit back and tell you that you're powerful, I think that I'm just here to remind you that you're powerful, you know, give you perspective on the power that you carry, give you perspective on the power that is within you and the power that you exude to the world around you. So let's take a moment to reflect on the difference between a thought and our emotions, right? When it comes to our emotions are simply a reflection of our mind in the body, in the physical. So let's take an emotion like, let's take an emotion like sadness. If you feel sad in your mind, and if you dwell on sadness in your mind, how does sadness manifest for you in the body? For me, when I feel sad, a lot of times my sadness manifests as this tingly feeling in my fingertips. Sometimes it feels like this lump in my throat. Because I'm not a big crier, but when I cry, I always feel this lump in my throat before I cry. And I know the chakras, and I probably gotta release that, you know. But a lot of times when I'm sad, I internalize things. So because I internalize things and I don't usually vocalize my sadness or speak on my sadness, I get that lump in my throat because of that chakra. But I also feel this rush of powerlessness. So it starts off as one emotion and then it grows into something else. So then let's talk about thoughts. The thought is the thing that lies between the emotion and truth. Sometimes the things that we think can be untrue. But because we give the thought power and we dwell on the thought, now the thought in our mind becomes the truth. Notice I didn't say the thought in reality becomes the truth. It's just in your mind. The things that we think live in our head, but our emotions live in our body. I say this as someone who is a chronic. I've come to realize I am a chronic overthinker. And I say that as a Virgo. And I say that as someone that was criticized a lot as a child. Because I understand in my personal life that I'm a Virgo. And one of Virgo's biggest traits is that we overthink. Now, overthinking is something that is a habit for me, probably because I'm a Virgo. But I was also raised in a way where I was criticized a lot. I was criticized constantly because I grew up the only girl in the house. I also was raised in a Caribbean household. I was also pastor's daughter. So a lot of things that a lot of, you know, even traditional women don't necessarily deal with, I dealt with because of religion. I dealt with because of sexuality. I dealt with because of my gender. And I dealt with because I was raised by individuals who cared about image and who cared about presentation. And so my constant instruction from when I was a child was that I had to be the example. I had to be an ambassador. I had to be the representation of what it means to be a child of God. I had to be the example of what it means to be a young lady. I had to be the example of what it means to exemplify regality to the world around me, regardless of if I'm 12 years old or if I'm 20 years old. I have a duty to be an example. So with being an example, with being an ambassador, with being in a position of regality, or being in a position of power, or what people deemed as power, or on a platform, there came the pressure to be perfect and to be a perfectionist. So understand that my inner working of being an overthinker had to do with being a Virgo, but it also had to do with being the daughter of a perfectionist. Okay, so with that perspective, a lot of times I grew up with the thought that what I was doing was not good enough. And because I thought that, because I thought those thoughts and I dwelled on those thoughts, no matter how hard I tried, I was convinced that it wasn't good enough, that the way that I showed up wasn't good enough, that I could have done better, that I could have been better. Now, to just pivot a bit to make something a bit more relatable for us all, let's think about the reality of our first heartbreak. And if you're a lesbian, you know that lesbian heartbreak hit a little harder. It ain't nothing like heartbreak with women or from a woman. It's something that is just, because emotions are involved. And when emotions are involved, our bodies are involved. Because remember I said, emotions are a reflection of your mind in the body. So a lot of times when we get into relationships and we invest ourselves on an emotional level, when we feel that heartbreak, we feel like, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't think straight, I don't want to do nothing, I can't get out of my bed. All of the feelings that come with our emotions, because we feel so hurt and we feel so broken and we feel so sad and we feel mad. We're hurt about however the breakup happened. We're hurt about any past situations that may have led to the breakup. We're hurt about now we have to mourn the future. We have to mourn the fact that we have to release the fantasy that we created in our minds of what the future is supposed to be and how the future is supposed to look. So the thoughts that we think create these big feelings, that create these big emotions that reflect in our bodies. Now, what happens when we give ourselves permission to sit with the thoughts before they blow up and become the emotions that drive us and manifest in our body? What happens when we shift from, I can't believe this is happening to me, to, this happened for a time, I need to take the time to find what the purpose was in this relationship, thank the universe for it, thank myself for giving that lesson an opportunity to touch my life, and accept it for what it is and release it. What happens when we shift from giving our thoughts more power than we give ourselves in a situation? I remember going through a breakup that was so hard for me because it was the first time that I really, really, really felt like I invested myself emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. I felt like my soul was invested in this relationship. And when the relationship ended, the way that my heart was aching and the way that my thoughts were racing was out of control. I felt like I couldn't quiet my mind. I couldn't still my mind for anything because I was just like, oh my God. My first thought in the morning when I woke up was this person. My last thought before I went to bed at night was this person. And I remember one day it hit me. And I was like, I actually don't have to just sit back and let this thought or these thoughts run me every single day for the next 3 months of my life. Because I remember the first 3 months of that breakup, every day that's how I felt. Every day I woke up, oh, I'm so And I got tired of myself. I got tired of myself, letting myself think the thoughts and give the thoughts so much power that I couldn't think anything else and I couldn't be productive and I couldn't. It was so hard for me to function or even release because I wasn't taking power of my thoughts. And then I think about myself with this podcast. And I think about how I would sit back and I would say, well, I would think the thoughts, who's going to listen to this? What am I going to talk about for 15, 16 minutes, for 30, 40 minutes? Who's going to take the time to click on my podcast, sit through it, listen to it, and put it a part of their schedule? So it delayed me. And it stopped me and it got in the way of me just doing the thing that I needed to do for the sake of not just others, for myself. I made this podcast to take my power back from my mind, from the thoughts in my mind. Because as much as it may be a thing where the world may need one of my episodes one day, and I might have an episode one day that is so moving that somebody feels like, oh my gosh, this is the thing that pushed me into my purpose, or this is the thing that helped me to get out of my funk, or this is the thing that helped me to progress. More than that, I had to first do it for myself. I had to first prove to myself and prove to my thoughts that I'm the one in control and I'm the one with the power. Because what if someone doesn't listen to my podcast? What if somebody does? What if someone doesn't put this in their schedule and make this a part of their routine on Mondays and Thursdays? What if somebody does? I don't know what it is for you that gets control or power when it comes to your thoughts. I don't know what it is for you that could deter you from trying something, from doing something, from going somewhere, from trying to progress from something being a thought to a reality. But just do it. Sounds cliche because Nike said it and whatever, but it's a powerful statement because the only thing getting in the way of you breaking the pattern of letting your thoughts consume you and control your decision making is your actions, is doing. And it's also important to understand that when it comes to our emotions, we have power over our emotions as well. And I say that as somebody who is very much a no-nonsense person. If I feel disrespected, if I feel tried, it's easy for me to act off of emotion. Now, I will say, I am the type of person who thinks before I speak because I know that once something is out there, you can't take it back. But I also know that I'm human, and when I'm triggered, it's very easy to act off of emotions. But take the time to ponder on where your thoughts are coming from, to ponder on where your emotions are coming from. Pause at those things, tend to those things, look within. Understand that sometimes what you think or the emotions that you may feel have a root. Get down to the root. Ask yourself questions. I feel offended. Why? I feel triggered. Why? When this person did this to me, I had this thought. Why? Don't just let your emotions or let your thoughts consume you and never sit and take the time to ask the questions as to why these thoughts or these feelings are happening. But so, because sometimes in your pausing and in your taking a moment to reflect on the thought or reflect on the emotion, you can break the pattern of those thoughts or break the pattern of those emotions, and you can free yourself and liberate yourself. So I want to challenge you. I feel like most of my episodes, I'm going to challenge you with something. But I want to challenge you the next time that you feel upset and the next time that you feel offended. I'm going to challenge you to think about why. Why you gave your power to being upset or frustrated or even anxious. Because a lot of times we will find that some of the things that we frustrate, get ourselves frustrated over or get ourselves anxious over are things that are not our present reality. There are things in our mind that we've given power so much that we don't even realize our imagination is consuming us. Rarely are we ever anxious about the present. Majority of the time, we are anxious about something that has not even happened yet. It's the what ifs. Shift your thinking. What if this goes wrong? What if it goes right? What if I fail? What if you succeed? What if I don't get this opportunity? What if there's an opportunity out there that is better for you? What if everybody looks at me strange? What if everybody embraces you? What if I experience rejection? What if you don't? So consider the power of your mind. Consider the power that you carry. Consider that you are the thinker of your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. Consider that your emotions are temporary. Have you ever considered the fact that something like pleasure is always something that is derived from something outside of yourself, whereas joy is something that is in you? Don't rely on things like pleasure to dominate or rule or have power over your mind or over your body. Understand that sometimes things like pleasure are temporary, but you get to keep and cultivate joy in your life, regardless of what's going on outside of yourself. You're powerful. You are powerful. You are intelligent. Your mind is beautiful. You have the ability to shift and change the way that you interact and engage with the thoughts in your mind and the emotions in your body. Everything serves a purpose. Remember that.